Grace and peace to you from God who loves you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and understand this beautiful, beautiful message of your love for us. We thank you for Jesus, who makes us think about what you want to teach us. We thank you that he was perfectly obedient to you, even unto death on the cross. We thank you that he shed blood, blood that covers us and protects us. We thank you that he died so that your might could be shown in rising him to everlasting life, so that we too, Lord, will share in that everlasting life. Lord, send your Holy Spirit on us now. Open our ears and our hearts. Pour in your seeds, your word of grace, of faith, of love, of hope. And Lord, carry us at our last breath into your everlasting arms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Black Lives Matter is a powerful movement which is gaining traction around the world. While many of us are quick to point out the negative appendages that attach themselves to the main corpus, the true voice is the living echo of hope expressed by Martin Luther King in 1963. From "I Have a Dream," we hear this: "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." The plight of those Martin Luther King speaks on behalf of should encourage us to think, question, and feel. Today's gospel makes me think about the ground on which these people have walked. I suspect they've often walked the hard, trampled path of prejudice, a path where little grows, where life and opportunities are quickly snatched away. I'll bet they know what it's like to live between a rock and a hard place. On the rocky ground, their lives wither because they can't put down roots. There's no security or stability, and the sun scorches. They've surely walked amongst the thorns of violence, fear, anger, and poverty. I've no doubt that those thorns wrap themselves around many families, choking dignity, security, trust. I hope that some of them, at least, have stood in that dark, rich soil that nourishes life, love, and hope. Most of us have never walked in the Black Lives Matter shoes, but we can all identify the different landscapes of which Jesus speaks. We know the beaten path of life. We've stumbled through the rocky patches of life. We've been scratched and cut by the thorns of life. And we've planted our roots deep in the sacred soil of life that feeds and grows us to become a harvest, whether 100-fold, 60, or 30. Saints, Jesus isn't just describing different types of soil. He's describing the various landscapes of the human heart. We've come across these in others and discovered them in ourselves. And we're rarely just one type of soil. We're all four. The four soils are descriptive of how we live and relate to others and to God. Jesus' explanation of the parable, when he tells what happens to the seeds, describes the consequences of each kind of life. At one level, the parable invites us to be self-reflective and examine the kind of life we're living, and that's good. That's how we most often use and unfortunately abuse this parable. We live in a world that thrives on competition, comparison, and judgment. So we reduce the parable to one human question. What kind of dirt are you? This pushes us to the center of the parable and relegates the sower to the background. The what kind of dirt are you question isn't, I believe, the best interpretive lens for this parable. I believe pursuing that line is a decoy that distracts us from what's really going on in this parable. That's the difficulty with parables. We tend to read and try to understand parables through the lens of our world and worldview. The result is that we hear but do not understand, we see but do not perceive. The parable doesn't make sense. A farmer goes out and sows seeds on a public pathway, on rocky ground and amongst thorns. That's simply wasteful, inefficient and ineffective. It's bad farming, isn't it, Matthew Lorkey? The sower isn't much of a farmer. You can't plant seeds among the rocks and thorns or on a path and then grumble or complain that nothing grew. The story Jesus tells simply doesn't fit in our world. To know that is the beginning of unlocking the promise of this parable. Parables offer a different perspective, a new worldview, God's worldview. They invite us to peek into God's world and catch a glimpse of what God is like. They heal our eyes and our ears so that we might hear and understand, see and perceive. Parables aren't meant to test human intelligence. They're not a Rubik's Cube. They're offerings of grace that test our heart's willingness to surrender to the amazing generosity of God. And that's what the parable of the sower is about, the amazing generosity of God. As different as the four soils are, they all hold two things in common: seeds and the sower. The sower sows the same seeds in all four soils with equal toil, equal knowledge, equal love, and equal generosity. The sower does so without evaluating the soil's quality or potential. There's no soil left unsown. No ground is declared undeserving of the sower's seeds. No heart is excluded from God's word, God's love. What gives me confidence to assert this position are God's own words through the prophet Isaiah. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. This parable isn't about the quality of the dirt. It's about the quality of God, the divine sower. We want to judge what kind of dirt we are, but God simply wants to sow his life into ours. Whether we are hard, rocky, thorn-ridden, or fertile soil, we are sown with the seeds of God. No life, no person, no soil is left unsown. Seeds here, seeds there, seeds everywhere. In economic terms, that's just downright wasteful. As a farming practice, it's inefficient. With the cost of seeds and the time spent sowing, it may not even be profitable. However, these are human concerns, not the sower's concerns. Thankfully, this parable is about God's faithfulness and not about farming, soil quality, or how things work in this world. In the sower's world, wastefulness gives way to hope, inefficiency to love, and profitability to generosity. I'm so thankful that God wasted his life in Jesus Christ so that the whole world has access to forgiveness. I'm so thankful for God's wastefulness. Saints, every part of your life has been sown with the seeds of God. And we all know what happens to seeds, don't we? Apple seeds become apples. Mango seeds become mangoes. And God seeds become saints. From God's seeds sprout faith, hope, and love, and God's kingdom grows. That's why today's gospel lesson is called the parable of the sower. Our challenge as citizens of the world and citizens of heaven, created in the image and likeness of God, you are, as fellow sinners fallen from God's grace, as you and I are, as redeemed sinners by the grace of God in Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit, as Christians, our challenge is to hear and see that we are called to a shared and universal gift of grace, an invitation to work with God, spreading his seed, his word, the gospel of his saving grace and generosity for the sake of our sweet, beautiful Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.